Islanders. Are you looking for a favorite episode? You'll find it on patreon.com/Ahwe Island. That's patreon.com/Ahwe Island. Our Patreon members get access to our library of past episodes, plus extra exclusive stories just for patrons. And now, let's relax.
Hello, Ahwe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Ahwe Island? Before we begin, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Great job, everyone. Let's start by taking a nice, deep dragon breath to relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Here we go. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath. In and out. As you breathe out, every inch of your body begins to relax. Good job. Now, let's take another deep dragon breath. Remember to breathe in through your nose and breathe out through your mouth. Okay, breathe deeply, in and out. Good. As you relax even more, think about a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to snuggle the baby penguin close to him. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Are you ready to take one more deep dragon breath? Here we go. Deep breath, in and out. Close your eyes and enjoy feeling completely relaxed, like the baby penguin. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Ahwe Island. Our story today is the four-letter word. The Ahwe Island Animal Shelter was a cozy haven for pets of all types. Furry, feathery, and scaly friends found love and care at the shelter while awaiting their forever homes. In the main room of the shelter perched a curious African gray parrot named Adi. On this particular day, Adi found himself looking out over the main room of the shelter. It was sunny outside, and the big window at the front filled the room with a golden glow. The nice weather meant the people of Ahwe Island were out and about. often they would pass by the shelter and take a peek at the animals through the window. Sometimes they would even stop in to play. Amid the hubbub of woofs, chirps, and purrs, Adi's attention was drawn to a curious teenager approaching the area where guests could meet cats. The girl held a stick in her hands. At the end of the stick, there was a string attached to a purple feather. The girl crouched down and waved the stick around just a little bit, which caused the feather to dance in the air. Adi watched as a little brown and tan kitty gradually came out of his hiding place in a cat tower. The kitty's eyes followed the feather intently. He cautiously took a few steps toward the girl, crouching low and flicking his tail back and forth. "Come on, that's it," coaxed the girl. Suddenly, with a burst of energy, the kitty pounced at the feather and began swatting at it. The girl giggled with delight, watching as the little kitty's shyness melted away as he played with the feather. Adi couldn't help smiling at the interaction. It was nice to see other animals making friends. Just then, Annie, a shelter volunteer, approached with a few boxes cradled in her arms. "I see you've met Cashew," Annie said to the girl with a grin. "He really likes hiding. We even got these fake plants to mount on the wall so he can climb up and hide behind them." "That's a great idea," said the girl. She continued to play with Cashew as Annie opened one of the boxes she carried. She pulled out a piece of paper, looked it over, and walked back to the office. She returned shortly with a ruler, a hammer, and some nails. Adi watched with keen interest as Annie took some measurements and began rhythmically pounding a nail into the wall. Adi felt a bit of nostalgia as he watched Annie work. It reminded him a little of his home before he came to the animal shelter. Adi had lived with a kind woman with glasses. In particular, he recalled a day when she had wanted to hang a new picture frame. It was a frame with vibrant colors and a picture of a tree, Adi reminisced to himself. He rustled his feathers with the memory. She used a hammer just like Annie is using now. As Adi thought about that day, a memory surfaced. He remembered that the woman's hand had slipped, and she accidentally hit her thumb with the hammer. The woman had exclaimed, "Poop," in response to the pain. She always did that. Whether it was a paper cut or a stubbed toe, her response to the mishap was always the same. "Poop." It had puzzled Adi because in all his time on Awe Island, he had never heard anyone use that word when they got hurt. Just as Adi was remembering all this, Annie had her own mishap. As she tapped on the nail, the hammer went a little to the right and hit her finger instead. She took a sharp inhale and shook out her hand. Seeing Annie get a bit hurt, Adi thought this was the perfect time to try out the word he remembered. "Poop," Adi called out. Both Annie and the girl stopped what they were doing and turned to look at the parrot. The girl burst out in laughter. "Adi," Annie chided. Then she turned to the girl. "Oh no, I'm sorry about that," Annie apologized. Still laughing, the girl stood up. "It's okay. I have to get going anyway. Bye, Cashew. Bye, Adi, she said as she picked up her things and left. Annie came over to Adi's cage. Adi, I don't know where you learned it, but we can't be saying that word, she said. It's a four-letter word, you know. It's rude. Adi tilted his head to the side in confusion. Four-letter words were rude. But the woman he lived with before said poop all the time. Annie reached into her pocket and pulled out an almond to give Adi, which he gladly grabbed with his beak. Then Annie went back to working on the shelves. As he snacked, Adi thought about what Annie had said. Four-letter words were rude. There were so many of them. But Adi didn't want to be rude. Four-letter words were to be avoided, and Adi took this responsibility to heart. He resolved to no longer use four-letter words. When he finished his almond, Adi resumed gazing around the animal shelter. A neighboring tank caught his eye. Avi the axolotl gave Adi a big smile. Hey, Adi, check this out, Avi called. The little axolotl used his legs to climb up the side of the tank. Then he kicked off and did a slow flip. Avi's pink gills waved in the water as he settled back to the bottom of the tank. Adi was really impressed with Avi's trick. Adi wanted to say, "Wow, Avi, that was really cool." But he got as far as, "Wow, Avi," before he stopped. The word "that" had four letters. T-H-A-T. Oh no, so did cool for that matter. C-O-O-L. Adi would have to think carefully if he wanted to avoid saying any four-letter words. He paused before each word so he could count its letters. The trick you did was so awesome, said Adi. Avi swam up to the side of his tank. Thanks, he said, a little bit confused. Can you do another? Asked Adi. He genuinely wanted to see what other amazing things Avi could do. Adi, how come you're talking like that? Asked Avi. Adi wanted to say, like what? But both of those words had four letters. So he just said, hmm? Avi blinked his big blue eyes. You're pausing between every word, like you're thinking about what to say. I am, said Adi. Annie. Adi was at a loss. How could he communicate what Annie had said when four itself was a four-letter word? I spoke something bad earlier, and I'm trying to speak better now. Avi looked concerned. What did you say that was so bad? He asked. Adi shook his head. He didn't want to repeat a rude word. So Avi added, you can just whisper it to me if that's easier. I won't get mad at what you say. Well, since Avi promised he wouldn't be offended, Adi flew down from his perch and landed on the floor of his cage, closest to Avi's tank. Adi leaned his beak close to the glass and whispered, "I said poop." Avi stifled a little giggle. "Is that all?" "Well, that's not the most polite word to exclaim loudly, but why has that got you speaking so carefully?" Avi asked. "Because it's a four-letter word," said Adi, trying not to let anyone else hear. "Oh, I see what happened," Avi said. "You heard Annie say that, and you were trying to choose your words wisely. That's really kind." Avi gave the parrot a comforting smile and continued, "But, Adi, it's not just about the number of letters. It's about the meaning and context of the word. Some four-letter words are perfectly fine, while others might be considered impolite." Adi felt relieved. It would be very difficult to never use any word with four letters ever again. "So then, is it okay for me to say that you did a really cool flip?" Adi asked. "Definitely. In fact, I was hoping you would say that," said Avi with a laugh. Adi smiled. "Thanks, Avi. From now on, I won't just repeat words I hear. I'll try to understand what they mean first." The rest of the day was peaceful and joyful. Avi showed Adi a few more tricks in his tank. Annie finished hanging the shelves on the wall. Adi delighted in watching Cashew climb up onto the new fixtures. The little kitty crouched behind the plants and watched the animal sanctuary from above. The afternoon sun shined through the big window, and Adi felt a wave of sleepiness wash over him. It had been an exciting day, but now it was time for a nap. Adi fluttered his feathers and settled comfortably on his perch. He could hear the gentle chatter of shelter volunteers wrapping up the day. Adi took a deep dragon breath, in and out. As he relaxed, he thought about everything he was grateful for. Adi was thankful for his friend Avi. Adi stretched out his toes, one foot at a time, before gripping his perch again. He was also thankful he learned about the importance of the meaning of words. Adi took another deep dragon breath, in and out. Feeling calm and cozy. Most of all, Adi was thankful for his lovely home in the Awe Island Animal Shelter. Adi took one final deep dragon breath, in and out. The little parrot closed his eyes and fell asleep, dreaming of the lively events that awaited him in his wonderful shelter home. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.